Coburg Police Chief Paul Vandergraff is once again defending his 2026 proposed budget, which would see a 20.5% increase from last year's budget. Vandergraff went before Municipal Council Monday afternoon, stating there is zero discretionary funding and this budget reflects the true cost of policing. 911 dispatch fees with Owen Sound Police are going up. There is a 4% increase to staff wages and benefits, and some part-time hires are moving to full-time capacity. Of the approximate $12 million budget estimate, 81% will go to staff and wages. Court administration and security costs are going up as well. Vandergraff said 11.5% of the budget will go to ensuring that investigations reach the conviction stage.
There's nowhere to cut. So in a year of 20.5%, sure would have been nice to lean that out to get you guys down to 16 or 15%. But unfortunately, over these years, to get to those numbers, we leaned out everything.
The Community Policing Act has required Coburg Police to spend $900,000 to become compliant within the legislation. Increased costs for mental health training, more equipment, and updated armor for police cruisers are pushing up costs. For the past 10 years, Vandergraff said police budgets have been operating in a deficit and that budgets have been very reliant on corporate services revenue. Vandergraff explained that the budget of last year did not reflect what the cost of policing in Coburg was, as the department dipped into its reserves to offset rising expenditures. Councillor Adam Bureau, who also sits on the Police Services Board, said this budget is a catch-up from previous budget mistakes.
Yes, this is the catch-up year for all of those years of mistakes, of maybe we should have had the 3% or 4%. There were so many compiling factors that are happening in this budget right now.
Bureau explained that he anticipates the proposed budget for 2027 would be in the single digits. The number of police calls are going up, as too is the staffing requirements per shift. If the 20.5% budget is passed, it would mean a 4.8% tax increase on the town budget. If not passed, conciliation and arbitration are options. The meeting at one point devolved as Mayor Lucas Cleveland wanted Vandergraff to address, quote, allegations of financial mismanagement by the police board in previous years. Bureau and Vandergraff both took responsibility for the current budget situation, with Vandergraff adding that he believes the police board too is owning up to its participation. Council took the presentation for information purposes and no decision on the police budget was made. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.